Right then, so down to the real business. So I'm going to talk for a couple of minutes because I have the, you know, well, nobody else volunteered to do it. I volunteered to do it, run the members' day, and I thought, right, well, the privilege of doing it is you can choose the topic. So I chose my topic, which is metaphysics, because I love metaphysics. I've always enjoyed metaphysics since I was very young, when I listened to a professor of philosophy at Bristol, at their continuing department of education, a man called Stefan Körner. And that's why you saw a link to him, or his name, on the call for papers, and actually it was referenced on the website. And he wrote a little book called Categorical Frameworks, the little blue book. I've actually got a copy in my bag there. And that's what started my interest in this. So the definition, definitions are useful for some sorts of words. So the Webster's Dictionary online defines metaphysics as a division of philosophy that is concerned with the fundamental nature of reality and being, and that includes ontology, cosmology, and often epistemology. So most people would agree that it includes the idea of ontology, the theory of what there is, or what there might be. But it also has connotations as abstract philosophical studies, a study of what is outside objective experience, which is again part of a dictionary definition. And I can remember one of the first metaphysics courses I went on with Stefan Körner, where people turned up like this, weren't quite so many, there were about 20 people, and we sat round a table, and there were a couple of people who turned up thinking it was going to be about mysticism. And they were terribly disappointed, and they left immediately after the tea break. So if there's anybody here like that, I'm very sorry, because this is not about mysticism. But so there are many takes on metaphysics. So I think that the one about it being mysticism, one can essentially dismiss. But there are many philosophers who think of metaphysics as something beyond the pool. You know, it's just something that you really, is just nonsense. And in fact, it was officially regarded as nonsense for many years by the logical positivists. And even today, many philosophers think of people who indulge in metaphysics somehow as some species of crank. And that's a view amongst many scientists, particularly physicists, academic physicists here in the university, professors no less, fellows of the Royal Society, who actually will dismiss metaphysics as just speculative nonsense. You hear this a lot. And there are many members of the society. I had emails after I sent out the call for people to volunteer to give the talks, to say, oh, metaphysics, I've got no time for that at all. Okay then, so what do I think metaphysics is? Why should I stick my neck out and suggest a meeting? So I thought perhaps organising it I'd be able to give a talk, but luckily I had four volunteers, you know, seriously interesting talks on metaphysics, and actually from people I knew. So I knew that they all give good talks, I knew that they all write papers in the review. By the way, new members, write papers for the review on metaphysics perhaps. And so I'm not giving a talk, so just these opening remarks. I think of metaphysics as consisting of two major branches, and metaphysics being essentially a third of philosophy. So what you have is the theory of what there is, a theory of how do you know about it, and the theory about what you're going to do about it. That is ontology, epistemology, and morality or ethics. Now in metaphysics, we have two types of metaphysics. There's what you might call descriptive metaphysics, and the other sort, speculative or revisionary metaphysics. There are other names, and all these words admit of borderline cases and controversy, but really, you know what I mean, isn't it? So in descriptive metaphysics, what you do is you study the special sciences and everyday thinking, everyday common sense thinking, and elucidate the types of objects that are being talked about, or entities being talked about. Again, these words, the metaphysicians will tie them down to their own specific definition, and it'll be different from one philosopher to another. But we all know what an entity is. An entity is that which carries attributes. And we classify entities into abstract and concrete and so on. I'm not going to give a talk on metaphysics here. But there's this descriptive metaphysics which goes around like an anthropologist and studies what people talk about. Not whether it's true or not, but what they talk about. That's a separate topic. You just classify it, understand it, the types of objects. Then there's another sort of metaphysics which is speculative or revisionary, where you decide there's something wrong with our way of thinking and it needs changing. Now you might say, well, this is where metaphysics gets a bad name, because some of it is highly speculative. I won't give too many examples, but people will speculate about perhaps objects being able to think, you know, panpsychism, and there are various views like that. And so we had a very interesting talk at Members Day last year by Peter Ells, who put a very cogent, he's written a book on it, a very cogent argument as to that. But that's regarded as an example of highly speculative metaphysics by scientists, where there's very little observational support for such views. But scientists also indulge in highly speculative or revisionary metaphysics. For example, when Dirac in the 1920s came up with the idea of antimatter, this is a revolutionary idea. Matter and antimatter, if they meet, matter disappears. And matter being something which had been considered being really solid since the very, very early days of the Greek philosophers like Aristotle. So there's speculative or revisionary metaphysics, and there's just been a very good book published by Ross and Ladyman it's just called Everything Must Go, and it's a view about metaphysics where you derive your descriptive metaphysics from a study of modern physics. So that's my take on it, that it's a very serious business. And then just to wrap up, there's a subject which you might call metaphysics. There's been a recent compendium of articles on metaphysics by Oxford University Press. And Stefan Körner, who I mentioned, his book Categorical Frameworks is a very good example of what I would call metaphysics, where he classifies metaphysical systems. And I won't try and explain how he did that in a few moments, but I do recommend this as something really worthy of study. So what they do is they study the different types of descriptive metaphysics that arise. So people who have a religious outlook on life have a very different way of looking at the world from those who don't, for example. So this gives rise to two different types of metaphysics. And what's interesting in metaphysics, and this is what Körner does, is you look at the validity or the structure of the types of arguments that people use to justify their metaphysics as being the one and only true metaphysics. And that's called a transcendental argument, when you give an argument like that. And the view of people like Körner, and I would subscribe to it, is that transcendental arguments cannot be made in such a way that they're valid. But they can be quite persuasive. So, today, themes in metaphysics...